Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 150% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 531. A lot of stuff going on in the Gadget Professor studio. I don't even know where to begin. We got so much stuff going on. But remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my email. Well, a lot of stuff going on here, as I have said. I got the call last week from the folks at CES, and they would like me to go and do my show there again. I don't know. My first thoughts were, for a long while, is like, I don't want to go there because it's got to be COVID city. And the thing is, in Vegas, you're going to get every disease known to mankind and every COVID variant there is to mankind, because people come from all over the world there, and you're all breathing the same air. And you know, I really don't want to go there and wear a mask for 4 days 24/7. I don't know. I'm scared to go there. So I know I'm a sissy, but I really don't want to get COVID. Now, that said, as most of you know, if you've been watching The Gadget Professor, I've been vaccinated twice. I had both vaccines, fully vaccinated, and I am what's called a breakthrough case. I got COVID, and I got to tell you, it knocked me on my butt, period. And I ended up in the emergency room, and the doctor came in and said, Mr. Bain, I know you've been vaccinated. And I said, how do you know that? Because I don't even know this guy. And he said, because you would be dead. You wouldn't be here. And you have a mild case. And I got to tell you, I was pretty sick, even with both vaccines. So long story short, I got this stuff called Regen. And about 3 days into it, I did start feeling better. I still have long-term effects. I still can't taste anything, can't smell anything at all. My taste is somewhat coming back, but not 100%. And it's been about close to 2 months. So no, you don't eat less because you can't taste anything. But that's a whole nother story. My smell, not so good. So in any event, I don't know if I'm going to go to CES or not. I just haven't decided. They tell me that it's highly, 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 highly unlikely that I would get COVID again, because I had two vaccinations and I just had the Regen 2 months ago. So I'm about as fully antibodied up as one can be. I don't know. We'll find out, and stay tuned. Enough about that. Okay. Some other stuff that is kind of neat. Today in the studio, I got a package, care of the Gadget Professor, and what it was is this thing called Clean Tray, and here it is. I just got it this morning in the studio, and I looked it up. They sent me this to review, actually. Let's get this pop-up out of here. But it's I thought we got that pop-up out of there. So it's called Clean Tray, one tray to clean everything that you carry. So as you can see here in the picture, here's your phone on the toilet seat. I don't know about you, but I have never, never put my phone on the toilet seat. Like, really? So right off the bat, I'm here like, is this thing for real? I mean, what kind of advertising is this? So it claims that it kills 99.9% of the germs and bacteria in 5 minutes, 2 times faster than other leading ultraviolet cleaners. So essentially, it's a box. You put your stuff in there, and it's going to clean and deodorize it. That's what I'm thinking it is. 10,000 life hours span, safe, eco-friendly, blah, blah, blah. It says a lot of things. Now, this kind of is, again, it's like scary advertising, but it's almost funny. They're telling me that my phone, and your phone too, is 10 times dirtier than most toilet seats, and you touch it about 47 times a day. That really depends upon how many times you go per day. In any event, the advertising is I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to test it out, and we will see. It's made by a company called KeySmart. So I will check it out maybe later on today, because I'm curious about it. They've been advertised, or these types of devices have been advertised all over the internet. Yeah, it makes sense, but we'll see. So I'll get back to you on that in a week or two. Okay, I did get an email this week about YouTube. And the question was very interesting, and I felt, you know what, a lot of people may be interested in this, but the question was essentially, can I record off of YouTube for watching this thing later? And yeah, you can. So what I did for you is, let's get out of here. Let's go into YouTube. Everybody has YouTube. It's free. It's available. Enough said. But if you, in the search engine that comes with YouTube, if you put in full-length movies on YouTube to watch for free, or any facsimile thereof, free movies, whatever, you're going to get a ton of stuff that pops up. This is all legal. You can go on and you can watch on YouTube full-length movies. And I just did a basic search, and it shows right off the bat the 11 best movies on YouTube right now. The Messenger with Woody Harrelson. And if you scroll down, it never ends. It just has so many thousands of full-length movies on there. You're going to find something that you're going to want to watch, or your kids are going to want to watch, and it's totally free. And I'm just pulling the scroll bar down, and we're going to try to get to the end, which is right here. And as I scroll, you could see it. It's filling up again. So this never ends. There's probably hundreds of thousands of videos that you can watch for free. Now, of course, you can watch them on your computer or on your phone or whatever. And certainly, you know that you can take these movies that are on YouTube, put an HDMI cable into your Chromebook or your laptop or whatever you're watching, your computer, run that directly to the TV on an HDMI wire, and boom, you're watching it on the big screen or a projector. Or, you know, you can stream these movies just via the air, via Wi-Fi, right off your phone. The other thing that you can do is you can download these, okay? You can make a DVD of it, or I would just keep the MP4 file, movie file, on a stick, okay, or on an external hard drive. And the way you do that, the way you convert these movies into a file that you could put in your pocket and bring anywhere, is using this software. There's about 50 different softwares that are out there. This one happens to be free. They do have a pro version. The free version will do everything that you want. And this is called Gaiho Soft TubeGet. Download videos from YouTube and 100% plus online video sites like Vimeo, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram. I don't know. Is Tumblr still used? I don't use it anymore. It supports all kinds of YouTube videos, 4K, 8K, yada, 3D even. You can download this onto a video playlist or an audio playlist. You can download albums. Whatever's on YouTube, you can download and make a file of that. That is really cool. And there's free and a pro version. A pro version gives you more things to do. Obviously, you'll pay for that. But this is totally free. And basically, what you're going to do is you're going to copy and paste the URL into their software, click a button, select what video resolution you want, and bada boom, bada bang, you're going to download the video, and there's your file. So this stuff is free, it's totally legal, and you may like it. Now, you're asking, what does the Gadget Professor use? Well, I've been using this software for years. It's called Media Human, paid version, but this is, to me, the most convenient, easiest way to go, and it will convert those video files and or audio files into pretty much anything that you like. So this is great, great software. It's called Media Human. Check it out on the webpage, but YouTube to MP3 converters. Save your favorite music from YouTube in an MP3 format easily. You can download and convert any video for viewing offline, audio converter, video converter. It gives you a lyrics finder if you want to sing along, iScream-based voice recorder for the Mac, all kinds of crazy things that you can do. So check this out. It's called Media Human. If you don't want to pay anything, then by all means, check out this Gaiho Soft. That works nice. And if you Google it, you'll find literally about 50 or 60 different software programs. Some are free, some are not free, some are combo free, whatever. And I think you'll enjoy that. Now, today I have a bunch of like Halloween fun stuff and some very interesting apps for you. So let's get started. Now, most of these are available on both platforms, the iOS and, of course, the Android operating system. And you can have a lot of fun with these. Just don't do that to me. Now, this is called Prank Call App. Again, available on all platforms, but the original and best prank app around, Prank Dial, with over 200 million prank calls sent and nonstop laughs. Prank Dial is here with its best experience yet. Enjoy a break and make everyone's day better with the free, three free calls and hundreds of pranks. So, yes, there are in-app purchases if you so desire, but this is kind of a fun app if you want to drive people crazy. I know your kids are going to like it, your teenagers are going to like it, so be cool and show them this stuff. This one is particularly nasty, again available on both platforms. This is called Police Prank Call. This is pretty scary stuff here. This one does contain ads, but so what. This app is a prank app for entertainment purposes and only you can get in some serious doo-doo with this thing, because how it works: write your own custom message, set the timer, and place your own device down. When the victim comes along and tries to read your text message, they will be in for a scare of their life. You can also get great other pranks to play in your family and friends. It has scary police sounds and visuals, guaranteed to scare everyone or your money back, even though it's free. Prank call your friends, add your own custom messages. It's just a fun, goofy app that you may enjoy. This one is really cool. I have used this. Loud siren and police siren light on your phone. Kind of neat. Again, available on all platforms. This has police siren lights. Police lights. You can choose the siren sounds. You can even make ringtones if you want from this. So it's very clever, very neat to use. You can get lights and sounds. You can get custom lights. Siren sounds mixer, all kinds of things. Get the incredible police siren sounds with police lighting and flashing. The police siren light and sound contains police strobe lights and hooter sounds. The app also contains extensive police siren sounds with attractive police lights flashing. You get the picture. Definitely a must-have fun app. 4 stars out of 5. You'll like that. Yeah, okay, we're having fun? I think so. This is another nutty fun app. It's called Fun Call Voice Changer and Recorder. You can do some bizarre things here. Change your voice. Make fun with your friends. Make fun? I guess it should be have fun. Have fun with your friends by changing your voice real time during the phone call. Change your voice during a phone call from high to funny. Deep and scary voices, you name it, we have it. Play funny recorded sounds real time, and also you can record your calls at the same time. Kids have a ball with this, so if you want to drive your aunts, your uncles, and your friends crazy, let your kids use this app. Enjoy international calls at the best price. Got to be careful there. It will work in over 150 countries around the world. Why not? So basically, you're going to enter the number you want, select your country, select the sound you desire, and there you go. So it's a fun app, no question about it, and will work on the iPad and the iPhone in particular. So check this out. Again, kids are going to have a blast with that. You're going to use it too. Don't kid yourself. You will use it. Another one, Prank Call App. This is a nutty one. I have used this. It's very good. You can have send automatic funny calls. Listen to a funny call live if you want. Tons and tons and tons of different scripts to choose from. And you can listen and share these calls. It's a funny app. 4.7 out of 5. Available on both platforms. You will like it. We also have some other educational apps now that we've had some fun. I highly recommend this app. It's called MIMO. You could learn coding and programming, and I'll tell you, for these high school kids that have no clue what they want to do in life, this is a great app for them. They're going to learn fantastic life skills. Coding is really in high demand today. So I was talking to a teenage young man yesterday who's 13. Nice young man, has no clue what he wants to do. I don't know. I'm ready to choke this kid, but that's for another episode. So I am trying to motivate him with different types of apps and educational things that maybe something will click and motivate this young man. He's a good kid, so I got to get him motivated. That's my challenge. But I am going to show him next week this app. I'm going to load it on his phone and talk to him about this 5 minutes a day. And before you know it, you're going to know code. 5 minutes a day is not a big investment. So this is really well done for basic coding. Highly. You can use this app too and learn something. Highly recommended. MIMO. All right. This next couple apps is designed to get you off your butt and on your feet. This is called Rover. So if you want to do something and get in shape, you can be a dog or cat walker. And this is a free app, rover.com. It's trusted care for dogs and cats, 5-star trusted sitters near you, instant message and photo updates, walk, drop in, and get daily pet care reports. So if you have to leave your animals with somebody, they can use this app and you can track what they're doing or what they're not doing. Very fun, very interesting app. And I know a lot of people, at least in Arizona, who like to walk dogs and take care of them. And it's a fun thing. And I'm a big animal lover. I do not have dogs. I had a cat for a zillion years, but and I had parakeets. But my favorite still is tropical fish. And I have a monster tropical fish tank. And actually, sometime today, I need to dive in that and clean it. Not one of my favorite things, but I'm going to clean my tank today. All right. Rolling right along, Sweetcoin Walking Step Counter. This is a nutty app, free in-app purchases, as I always say that, but you can become more active and fit, and they will actually pay you bonuses if you walk. This is the number one app for the iPhone and Apple Watches. Sweatcoin app converts your steps into gadgets, sports, and fitness kits. So you can get all kinds of crazy things with this. It's updated constantly. Take a quick read of this. See if it's for you. But it's going to track how much you walk, and it's going to get you in shape. Believe me, it will. Now, here is another app that you may want to check out with regards to YouTube. This is called Free YouTube Downloader. This is online. I don't like it because it is online, but basically you're going to cut and paste the URL from YouTube into this software, going to convert it up in the cloud and back down to you. So interesting app. You can give it a try, but if you want to do that, I highly recommend that you do the other apps because they're free, or the one that Media Human costs money. They're very effective and work quite well. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm going to take a peek at this clean tray and see if it's the real deal. We'll get back to you on that in a few weeks. And I'll keep you updated as to what I'm going to do with CES. I honestly don't know at this point. And that's it. Stay safe. Be cool. Talk to everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your